St. Louis is trying to recover today from overnight flash flooding. It was brought on by the heaviest rainfall the area has ever seen. And here's a picture of it. Emergency crews paddled boats to rescue people. The tops of floating cars peeked over the water like alligator eyes. Sarah Fentum is covering this at St. Louis Public Radio. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So much of this rain fell pre-dawn, I gather. So how did rescue teams and residents scramble early in the morning?
Right. So rain started overnight, like you said, early on Tuesday morning, and more than 7 inches fell in 6 hours, but it really picked up steam between probably 2 and 5. And that affected a lot of people who were sleeping in their homes or driving into work before the sun came up. And so emergency workers in the region started responding to hundreds of calls eventually to rescue people stranded in their cars or on roadways or in their homes. And the intensity of the storm was really what was noteworthy. A lot of rain fell really fast, and it took a lot of people off guard because, you know, we're used to rain here in St. Louis. We live in the Midwest.
Yeah.
People get in their cars, and they think, oh, hey, it's fine. And then, you know, you go into a ditch or a flooded road, and you get stuck. And that was when we saw the fire departments, our emergency workers from all of our different agencies around the region have to really kick into gear almost like, you know, mm-hmm. on the head of a pin.
But 9 inches or so of rain in 24 hours, it seems forecasters were surprised here?
Yeah, because that was a record that had never, that was an all-time record. The previous record was set in 1915 for daily rainfall. It was about 7 inches, a little bit less than 7 inches, more than 100 years ago. So like I said, we're used to thunderstorms, but the intensity of this thunderstorm was what made it really noteworthy. It dumped a lot of water really quickly. Like you said, at Lambert, we saw 9 inches total. And then there were some other parts of the region that got more than a foot of rain, almost 13 inches.
Wow.
And not in a whole day, in like a matter of hours. And so that's just, you know, completely overwhelmed infrastructure here. It overwhelmed, you know, our storm drains and just like the rivers, you know, they're not used to absorbing that much rain. And so you saw creeks, you saw the River de Pere south of town, you saw Coldwater Creek north of town just rise up extremely quickly. And everybody who lived in the vicinity of those waterways just really got caught by surprise.
As is often the case, Sarah, I gather low-income neighborhoods were some of the hardest hit. So now, surely a lot of those people don't have cars that can run. What do the next few days and weeks have in store for them?
Oh, man, a lot. Because, you know, just escaping your house is the first, your first hurdle. And then you have months and months of trying to figure out what to do now. A lot of people who were rescued ended up at emergency shelters. I went to one yesterday that was in like a rec center. And so people were sort of hanging out there and they were trying to get cots and air mattresses for people who were likely going to have to spend the night. And the people who have to use those services are people who can't necessarily afford to just like go to an Airbnb for a week while they figure things out, or a hotel, or their friend, you know, like I talked to one woman who had a friend she could stay with, but the friend lived really far away from where she worked. And she's like, well, how am I going to get into work? Another thing that's really affecting low-income people in particular is our public transit system is really struggling right now, especially now that the main transit line or light rail system has been washed out and flooded. And so the tracks are wrecked, signals are wrecked. And so that particular way of getting into work for people is going to be out of commission for at least a couple weeks.
Yeah. And quickly, Sarah, St. Louis is, of course, right next to the Mississippi River. What is the nature of the conversation about preparedness going forward?
What I've heard is people said we couldn't have guessed this was going to happen because it has never happened before. But I know scientists are saying these intense weather events are going to become more common. And so it's something that we are going to have to prepare and that will happen again.
That's Sarah Fentum of St. Louis Public Radio. Sarah, thank you.
No problem.